Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and you are joining us now at the roundtable. What a wonderful place to be. Happy holidays to everybody, and I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful celebration on Jesus' birthday, and that you remembered that it wasn't just about you. It was about Jesus, and what a wonderful way to celebrate. And in doing that, I want to just thank you, Jesus, for standing in the gap for each and every one of us. Without you, we would not be able to go directly to the Father. You could have made different choices, but you didn't. You stood for all of us. And Father, during this season, we just want to honor your Son for all that he's done for us and doing for us and things that we don't even see that it's already done as we walk in this journey back to you. I thank you for all your blessings this morning, Father. I thank you for loving us more than we even can imagine. A love that's so great that it cannot be measured. I thank you for watching over mothers and daughters around the world. I thank you for touching my heart and using me as an instrument, as a servant to you, to serve mothers and daughters around the world. I ask for guidance, I ask for wisdom, I ask for understanding, that I may hear you and follow your instruction. I just thank you, Father, for blessing the family, the father, the son, creating healthier families, stronger generations, and getting back to the image that you originally designed. Healthy, happy, blessed, non-worrying families, all trusting on you, knowing that we don't have to worry about what we eat today, what we wear, where we're going to sleep, and just knowing, just like the bird, to be free, relaxed, and know that you love us so much that you will not allow us to go without anything that we need if we only believe that. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe you will receive. So I just want to say it's an amazing thing. I've got so many calls from last week. The show, the blessings that people received from the show. And I can't remember. I said I was going to go back and listen to the show. And I got really, I guess, tied up with the family and the holiday season. And, you know, didn't do a lot. But I got a lot of rest because of the pace that the ministry is taking off on. I was so glad to get home. I have been just laying back and relaxing. So I want to say happy holidays to everybody and the newcomers that are coming on. I hope that you're relaxing, not only your body, but mainly your mind. Just finding a place that you could just sink in to the conversations that are in your head and not allowing those conversations be created with words that you do not generate from the Word of God. Because when you do that, it ends up to be unrest, a period where you cannot find peace because someone else is speaking into your head. No matter what you do, starting today, just say to yourself, I'm going to own my intro conversation. I'm going to own that. And if you own something, and you know in your heart that you own it, you will watch over it in a different way. Meaning that I'm going to own the words that come up in my mind. I'm going to examine those words to see if I want to keep them. And what do they mean to me? How will they affect my life? We're going to talk a little bit about that as we go back into our subject that we didn't get to last week. And that was a little bit, I'm a little bit off course here. You know, I'm deciding to just allow the Holy Spirit to do what it does because I'm telling you, I'm still in awe from last week. And when I go back and listen to the show, maybe it's going to help me as well, you know, as far as my memory, because I just cannot put it all together. And I'm doing it deliberately just to see when it's going to pop back into my head. I had a friend over last night celebrating my birthday. Of course, I had a birthday, everybody. It was December 26th. Thank you guys that have texted me and called and wished me happy birthday. I truly appreciate that. I'm not a big person on doing a lot of celebrating, but I don't want to just get on here and not say thank you because I'm telling you it was like text, and I was like, wow, happy birthday, Merry Christmas. People have been very, very nice to me. And I want to say thank you. And I tried to text back to everybody that did, that texted me. So I was texting like you wouldn't believe. I think I got at least an undergraduate in texting on this past week during the holidays. You know, I text every once in a while, but this was not just some small texting. And my daughter said, well, why can't you just, you know, do one text and then put them all in? And I'm thinking, I said, well, I don't know how to do that. You want to help me? And she said to me, well, she looked at it. She has a 5, and I have 5. So, you know, and I have my Samsung. That's my choice. So she didn't know how to do it on my phone. It would take some discovery. So I said, that's okay. I'll just text them all as they come in. You know, if a person can take the time to text me and acknowledge happy holidays or happy birthday, then I sure can take the time to text back and say thank you. So I thank you guys. I mean, it was just wonderful. And it doesn't take a lot, you know. Just the fact that you acknowledge it just was enough for me. I appreciate it. For the new people that are coming on, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and you are here at the Round Table with mothers and daughters from around the world. Our numbers are growing. People are coming on. They're listening. I see. Well, I'm not on the switchboard now, but I can see when I go on the switchboard the number of people that are on there. But keep in mind, we can only hold so many people to call in. So I have a lot of people saying to me, you know, I try to get on and I can't get on. And I tell them, I said, if you want to get on, you got to get on early. Because once it came, if you wait about 5 or 10 minutes after the show began, then when you try to get on, most of the times you can't get on because we can only hold so many online callers. It's not like you can call on the internet and when you call, everybody can get on. We can't. And so when people are, when you get bumped off, it's when if you get, something happens and you're off and you try to get back on and you say, I tried to get back on, I couldn't get back on. That's because someone else called and they took your spot. So I advise you to get on as early as you possibly can. You know, I have some people, they're on there before I even actually, for the show start. I can look and there's people lined up, already have their spot.
because I don't think I've ever really explained it because I never really had the problem before, you know, just be one or two people or 10 people, 12 people, whatever, and then it started growing and growing and growing, and then it got to the point where we're maxing our numbers for online calling that can call in and hold a spot. And most of the people, most of our listeners are listening from their phones via the internet. So that's how those numbers jump. So if you get into that situation where you can't get back on, just remember that the lines are just tied up and the switchboard is full. All right, and while I'm saying that, you can also call your friends, text your friends. If they can get on, they can call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the show. Now, the thing that I want you to do, and I have to keep reminding you every once in a while, someone will tell me, I didn't know what to do. Well, click one if you want to join the conversation. We will have a conversation, and any time during that time, you can click one. It will prompt me, and when I go to the switchboard, I can see it and try my very best to get you on. Our stimulating topic today will be related back to what we did, was supposed to do last week. If you were on last week, we were talking about mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. And the Holy Spirit took over, and we kind of got into the topic, but I don't think we ever really explored the actual fullness of the topic. But that's what I do. I listen, I allow the Holy Spirit to take over my mouth and speak. So when I do that on Saturday mornings as the Holy Spirit, I release myself, my tongue, my voice, I release it to you. I give you authority to speak through me. And when you do that, you no longer own your tongue, your words, and your voice. Because once I release it to the Holy Spirit, it's his to you. Again, for the people that's just coming on, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and I just want to say thank you very much for joining us this morning. I thank everybody for being on the line. There's so many things that you could be doing, but you're here with us because God has touched you and touched your heart, and our job is to pass this word on to as many mothers and daughters around the world. Just text them, call them, and ask them the question, how is your mother and daughter relationship? And if they have some concern, just tell them, join us on Saturday morning. You know, call Dr. Bessie. Email her at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. Not going to cost you anything. You want to talk about your mother and daughter relationship. You have a question that you want to ask. You know, that's what I do. I also want to tell you a little bit about mark the date of next year for the cruise. There are a lot of things are coming up for that. So I'm not going to do a lot of announcements because we're at the end of the year. And in January, I'll have exact dates and times and activities that we'll be doing next year. Can't tell you all of them because a lot of them are just going to pop up, speaking engagements and things of that nature. Our stimulating topic, mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. Let's go on down here. Let's see what we have. I don't know how many hosts I have, co-hosts I have on. Usually Cynthia are there with me. Janice did text this morning. She's going to a funeral, and Sandra D usually are working on this day. If you want to be a co-host with us, please just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com and just say, I'd like to be a co-host. I'd like to be a part of what you're doing. And I'll give you a call and we'll talk, all right? Get your pen and paper, sit back, relax with your favorite drink. Right now I'm drinking some kind of spicy tea, herbal tea, to get rid of this little something that tried to jump on me here in this cold weather. I am not in the South where it's warm in South Florida. I am in the north, and here I am in the cold weather, and my body is taking an adjustment. like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah, more clothes. But it's nice. I'm enjoying my family, getting a lot of love, and getting empowered to go back and jump on this treadmill, on this journey for Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry. Our platform for our program comes from Ezekiel 16:44. As God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And I tell you to think about that. As is the mother, so is her daughter. And God sums it up. You don't have to add nothing to it. You can't take nothing away from it. It's just what he says. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Because whoever you are, your daughter will be that. I don't care how much she tries to fight it. There are some things that it's just going to happen. And that's going to take us back to the topic, mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. He says, how does that fit in? Well, we'll talk about it. However, we had a Holy Ghost experience last week. You know, this morning when I began to write, I always go through this thing of asking the Holy Spirit, well, what are we talking about today? You know, and I feel I have to do my due diligence. You know, what are we talking about? What do you want me to do? And then once in a while, I guess, just to please me, he'll give me some words and I'll write them down. And as I began to write this morning, I couldn't remember the last thing that we talked about last week. I mean, truly, I really need to go back and listen to the show. I can't remember one thing. And I'm thinking, Holy Spirit, what? And he's not telling me. This is the exciting thing about it. He's not even telling me. He's just like saying nothing. So I guess I really have to go back and listen to it. Got some interesting things that happened, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and hopefully if she's on, she will elaborate this a little bit more on it. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, and certainly if you're listening, you were here with me last night, and you brought me this absolutely wonderful birthday present, and I would like for you to share if you would. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine. I don't want to put you on the spot. But as soon as I finish this, then I'm going to see if this young lady will share what happened to her from last week. You know, and I've gotten great responses. People are saying, wow, out of all the shows, you know, all of them are good. Of course, they don't want to say that it was a bad show, but I understand. But last week was special. It was different. That's the kind of response that I'm hearing. So the Holy Spirit really spoke and touched a lot of hearts last week. And those of you who missed last week's show, you might want to go to blogtalkradio.com and go to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network and listen to the show. It was powerful, and maybe there's a blessing within that message waiting for you. So you don't want to miss that. You want to go back and listen to it. And let's see. I'm going to go to the switchboard and see what we have here. Here we go. Thank you for clicking on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Dr. Bessie?
I'm doing great, Frieda. Thank you for clicking on. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just wanted to give before I get into what I was going to talk about, the art, I just wanted you to share a little bit with what you shared with me last night from the message last week with the audience, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to share on the radio talk show with Dr. Bessie. My name is Frieda, and I have been listening for some time now, but last Saturday was absolutely phenomenal. And the Holy Spirit moved in a powerful way. And I know Dr. Bethy would say, well, don't ask me later on what I said because I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit and I'm not even sure. But it profoundly affected me that I actually was crying for at least about 45 minutes because when you begin to just to share how the Lord mentioned to you, because I know that you had mentioned a while ago, if some of you all don't know this, but Dr. Bessie has a background in banking. She used to make a seven-figure income. And so when the Lord asked her to do, to minister to mothers and daughters around the world, it wasn't anything selfish. She was willing, Father, your will be done. I want to be on assignment because a lot of us, we get these careers. We have there's nothing wrong with the big figures and everything, but well, are we really fulfilling the purpose and plan for God for our life? And so Dr. Bessie answered the call and obedient, and then she mentioned a part that the Lord would say that, something about putting her to sleep, and she said, "Well, Lord, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to do your will." And when she shared that, it just resounded inside of me like, wow. Like I didn't really know the small nuggets that she had shared. And I, more than anything, I just wanted to know, okay, Lord, well, what's my place with mothers and daughter bonding? Because Dr. Bessie and I, we didn't meet as a result of needing counseling. We met, which was a divine appointment, almost 10 years ago at Johnson C. Smith University in a parking lot. So she shared with me her vision then. Yeah, I was blessed at that time that well, came on board, and I actually watched her give her first conference, and she was a woman of vision even then when I met her. And we reconnected. And I kept saying, it was just on me last Saturday, okay, well, what's my part? I know we didn't meet by just a coincidence. So it took almost like 3 days. It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. In those days, I was pretty much, I was quiet, just really just going for the Lord. I caught like a slight cold, and I was just trying to be able to just take some things and get my rest so it wouldn't progress. And so now I don't have the cold at all. And Dr. Bessie had, I had wrote it down, and she says, I want you to find out the definition of art. So I got the dictionary, and I just started reading about the definition of art and read it, and I said, okay. And God began. First of all, I wanted to say that I was never born that thou were aware of. I never drew a writing. That's not something that you can say, oh, I remember doing that as a child. Well, that was not the case with me. I've always worked with children for the last 20 years, but at a conference years ago, just the Holy Spirit moves in a powerful way. And I began to just to do a lot of drawing, cartoonish things like with children and what have you. And that's what the Lord had given me for mothers and daughters. And so there's three characters. Before even the three characters he had given me, he gave me a song for mothers and daughters bonding, but in a particular way with exercising. And so the song, I praise God, the song came first. And then after the song, then actually the characters and it, just being able to draw them out and to illustrate them, it was just really, really fun. And I wanted to be able to just to be obedient and be a blessing to Dr. Bessie. And that was a part, instead of buying a card, that was a part of the card that I had given her with just the art in as far as being blessing with the ministry and things that we can actually do with your daughters and with mothers and daughters, to ask the Lord to just to show you what are the things that we can do together that can enhance our relationship with bonding, of getting to know each other a little bit better and to enhance our relationship. So that's just a nugget that God had given me to be able to just to be a blessing to the ministry and also to be able to be a part of it as well. So I hope that I shared it. That's the best that I can pretty much kind of describe it. Hello?
Yes, you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I muted my phone so I wouldn't have any noise behind me. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going to place you on hold now. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to just take this to just a little bit farther. It was, to me, it was a very moving experience. The card was just not a small card. It was like 14 by 14. It came up with a whole new concept for mothers and daughters of bonding, and I asked her not to, until we trademarked the name. We're not going to give you the name right now, but it's so unique. And all of that came from last week with the Holy Spirit speaking to her. And the characters would just absolutely be wonderful for mothers and daughters of all ages. And the song, I asked her, I said, can you sing the song? And she did. It really blew my mind. She said, I cried and I asked God, what am I supposed to do with mothers and daughters? And he gave her a whole new concept, which was absolutely moving to me. And so I didn't talk to her last night about it. Of course, Rita didn't leave till about, we was up to about 3:30 this morning, 3 o'clock. So I texted her and asked her, would she share that this morning? And I just wanted to show you how the Holy Spirit can move. And when we're doing these things and the Holy Spirit tell you to do it, do it. Write it down, because it's something that's not necessarily for me, but it's for you. And God is taking what he has given you and being creative, because we are put together on Saturday mornings for a reason. You're not just getting up just to hear me. I'm sure my voice don't sound all that good. But you're getting up because you're compassion in your heart that God has touched you. And sometimes you may be getting up, don't know why you're getting up. Because God is going to unlock that talent in you. He's bringing you as a piece of this puzzle. Just like I have a little small piece, you know, you have a small piece, we're going to make up the total. So keep that in mind. And just like Frieda, you know, you might want to ask, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Why do you have me getting up listening to Dr. Bessie on Saturday morning? Why are you speaking to me through her? You know, just thought we'd share that with you. Thank you guys for listening. Now, last week we were talking about the art. You know, we just barely touched it, and I don't think we even said too much about it. I know Cynthia says she had a piece, and I was asking her to hold it to this week so that we could expand on it. But what came up in my mind last week when the topic came up, mothers teaching their daughters the art of learning to wait on God. And after I got the topic, the Holy Spirit spoke and said, but how can they teach something that they don't know? And I thought, wow. He's like, teach your daughter to wait on God. If you don't have the patience to wait on God. Because we got to go back to Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. So if you don't have the patience to wait, and your daughter's going to emulate what she sees from you. She's going to be who you are. So I wanted to go back this morning to listen to last week's show. I was going to do it. And do you know, nothing would work. I couldn't get on. I couldn't even, I said, fine, I spent 20 minutes or so. Let me just move on. Obviously, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So then I did my due diligence as well. I looked up the word art. And when I looked up the word art, it came up with painting, to paint something. And to paint is to illustrate an image. You're giving off a picture. So when your daughter, as you paint your life, mother, in front of your daughter, she's looking at a picture. And sometimes we don't think about that. How many people walk around thinking, oh, people are looking at me, and they're seeing a picture. Now, if you look at the sky, you can stand and look at the clouds, and I bet you every, I'm saying a second, but I'm sure it's more than a second, canvas is going to change. If you stand and watch the clouds, the formations, it looks like it's moving very slow, but it's moving rapidly. But when your brain look at it, you're looking at a picture. That's why you have these commercials and you see where they take their hands and they'll put a little block and you look through that block and you can see the whole picture in that little block, little square that you make with your fingers. Well, that's the image that your children are seeing when they see you. And if you work from that frame, knowing that everything that you do, the image inside of that frame is going to change. And sometimes it changes so rapidly that your daughter may get confused. Who is she? One minute she's this, and the next minute she's that. We're not even talking about audio. We're just talking about visuals. So what are you painting when you're talking about the art? And for your little children, you're actually drawing to them. They're looking at you as a sketch. They're looking at you as a diagram, an illustration, because you represent mother to them. And everybody loves their mother. You can count on that. I've had them come into sessions and say, I don't care for her. Remember I told you about maybe about a month or so ago about the young lady in there, 15 years old. And she says, I have a box. And she doesn't fit. Talking about a mother now. She doesn't fit inside my box. She's outside of my box. There's no room inside the box for her. And I sat there and I looked at her and I thought, okay. Because I'm praying the whole time because I don't have the answers. You know, I have to pray and ask God to help me. She was just like, no, I don't care. I don't care. I don't love her. She doesn't represent anything to me. She's outside of the box. These are the people, she named the people that was in a box. I said, okay. Well, let's talk about why she's outside of the box. And she went through her demonstrations of why she was outside the box. But when it came down to it, her mother done some terrible things to her when she was little. She never forgave her, and she was always watching her moves. She was always watching the picture. And then she'd take that picture, and she would look at and listen to the audio. When she put the picture in the audio, she didn't like it. But I thank God for Jesus because those two, now hugging, she comes in, she's laying her head on her mother, and they're going out on their dates. And you know, because first of all, I told the mother, I said, because I asked God, Scott, what can I do? And God says she needs to apologize to her. The mother needs to apologize. So when I had the conversation with the mother, I said to her, I said, the Lord said you need to apologize to your daughter. And when you apologize to her, that's going to break that hardness of her heart. It's going to receive you. But right now, it's going to take an apology, or you're going to continue down this journey. And she said, well, I don't mind apologizing. I know I was wrong. That's why we're here. Very receptive. She came because she knew she didn't want her daughter to leave and go to college, because once they walk out of that door and you don't fix it before they leave, it's going to take 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 years to even get close to a conversation. So we're talking about the art. It's more defined. Art of who you are as a mother. What picture are you painting to your daughter? What diagram, what illustration are they seeing? You got to be conscious of that. And a part of that whole audio is that intro conversation, getting into your daughter's intro conversation and getting into your own intro conversation and finding something that connects so that you can have an honest conversation. There's got to be a connector in order for kinship or the kindness to relate to each other. So when the daughter came in, the mother stood up, the daughter stood there, she held her hand and she looked at her, and she says, I just want to apologize to you. I am so sorry. And she went through with a list of things that she apologized for. And I could see the daughter just exhaling, like she was just waiting to exhale, like, and there was the tears. There was the breakthrough. And she actually, I told her, I said, I am so proud of you. When she comes in, I said, I am so proud of you. She just laughed and smiled. I said, because I mean, she was a tough knot in the beginning. She was just going to play that thing on out. Now they're doing the dates, and now they're talking. All she wanted was that apology. But see, the mother didn't know she needed to give it, and the daughter didn't know she needed to have it. So that's where God come in at. That's where God used me to help facilitate those thoughts. And I thank God for that. I told God, I said, you make me look very good, you know, because it's not me. Because he knows the answer. He knows what you need in your heart. Even when you don't recognize it, God knows it. And he will speak through me. And I tell mothers and daughters, when they come into that office, it's done. Once God sent you here, all you got to do is listen, and all you got to do is believe and follow through. They are so happy now. The mother's happy, the daughter's happy, and the father, who's a surgeon, he's happy because, you know, he has to come home and they're fighting and bickering and carrying on. You know, he's like, wow. So the family, see, the mother and daughter affects the whole family. When mother and daughter are bickering and fighting, the husband or father may not say anything. They just usually go in their room, turn on the television, or get in the car and go somewhere. Because the first thing they say is, I can't have any peace when I come to this house. To understand that our relationship affects the smaller children. It affects the whole family. So be cautious, mother, of the picture that you're painting. And then what you're doing is sculpturing your daughter and molding her. And she may be fighting you, because she don't want to be molded and sculptured the way that you want her, the shape that you want her to be in. And I said, that's not what I want. I'm trying to be somebody else. You have got to get inside of your daughter and find out what are her talents and her gifts that God has given her, and help mold and shape her into that. And therefore, there won't be the friction of fighting against each other when you actually are working with the talent and the skills and the abilities that God has given her. With all that being said, the art is your ability to look, listen, pay attention, and be able to say, I'm sorry. Really, that's all it takes. I am sorry. Three words. And if you really want to put some icing on the cake, please forgive me. Six words. I'm sorry. Change your mother and daughter relationship. That can just take you to an exhale that you just don't even know. It's just like on your job. They can pay you all the money they want. If you're making $200,000 a year and you're being treated like a slave, you will not be able to enjoy that $200,000 because you're tight, you're stressed out, and you feel like you go in and they close the door and you're in jail and they let you out at 5 and you're talked about and, you know, you by the time you get home and take it out on the family and get about 2 or 3 hours of sleep and you get back up and you go back into prison again the next day and you don't take a vacation, the money comes and it moves fast, you can't see any pleasure from it. See, what's the purpose for all that? We've got to look at what we're doing. We've got to look at what God says about mothers and daughters, and we have to work accordingly. None of us are perfect. We are all work in progress. I want you to understand that. We are all work in progress, and we progress from within. Everything that you need is within you. You came packaged. Nothing lacking. You just have to learn how to use the ability of your tongue and the power of your words that will create your reality. Now, I know you've heard me say this, and God gave me this in 1982. And everything that I do is based on that. That's what he gave me to work from. The intra conversation, 1982. And the more I work with the Holy Spirit and the closer I get to God, the more I understand and I get wisdom and understanding from those words. And it may sound like a cliche, think about it, write it down, and analyze each part of this phrase, it's going to give you revelation. That's going to change the way you think. And that's what I grew from. God simply said, your words create your thoughts, your vision, and your vision create your reality. So what is that? What does he mean by that? He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. I want you to just stop and just think on this. Your tongue, split it down the middle. On one side you got life, on the other side you got death. On your left side, you got Jesus. On your right side, just look at him on your shoulder. And you got to watch what you say. You have power and authority. Jesus has given you, it's like someone giving you American Express card and say, you can take my American Express card and go out and get whatever you want. You don't have to worry about it. Here's the card. Go at it. Because Jesus had power and authority, and he's relinquishing. The word don't want to come out of my mouth. He's given it to you. If you had that American Express card, what would you do right now? You'd go out and try to buy it. You could buy a house, car, anything you want. You could help the poor. You could buy clothes for children. Anything you want. And you go in there knowing that it works because you says, hey, I got power and authority. I can use it. I'm authorized to do it. Your head's up, your chest back, you know, you're feeling real good about yourself. Now, on your left side is Satan. He has no power. He has no authority. But what he's doing, he's waiting for you to say something, because he knows how powerful your words are. And that's how he steals his power. Power is in your word. So he's sitting there waiting on you, and he's saying things to you. He's talking to you in that intro conversation. He's telling you, oh, you shouldn't do this. Oh, what happened if you don't have the money to pay this? Oh, well, what's going on if this happened? You know, da, da, da. And then he wants you to start talking. So when you start saying what he tells you, then he goes, oh, yeah, because you just gave him your authority that was given to you by Jesus, because you have no authority and power except through Jesus. So now you done open your mouth, entertaining a conversation with Satan. And I always tell you, if you entertain a conversation with Satan, you're going to lose, because he has no power. Anything negative that come in your mind, keep in mind that's Satan, and he wants you to speak it, because if you speak it, then he has authorization to move and to do. You hear all the time the verse, the devil comes to what? Kill, destroy, and steal, or make sure I get it right. What is he killing? What is he destroying? And what is he stealing? Your words, your thought, your vision. Because then he can determine the outcome. He can determine your reality. So when I say all of that, I want you to just go back, Mother, and think, what are you painting? What picture are you painting? Everything starts from your word. Everything is created from that word. So you got to be very careful on what you're saying, because your daughter are there. They're listening. Your granddaughter's there. Your grandsons, your sons, your husband, your family. Mothers are the center pole of the family. Just imagine you're in the center of the house and everything works around you. You can take advantage of that, and some mothers do. And we all have at some point in time. That's why I told my daughter we're going to look at some things that we got from my mother, controlling spirit. That's one of the main ones. And I thank God that I've been working on that. And I just released that and gave it to Jesus, and I feel so much better. Hurry up, God. Come on. Release that. Now things are happening in my life without even doing anything. The ladies, we get together, and we just look at each other and go, wow, things are happening. We're not doing anything, because I decided. You said I don't have to worry. I am not worrying. Give me my daily bread. Today, I got clothes on. Today, I have my health and strength. Today, I'm with my family, spending time with my daughter, my grandkids, my son-in-law, my father. Just live it one day at a time, and every day will be sufficient unto itself. What picture are you painting today? Just concentrate today. If you're in front of your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandkids, family members, what are they seeing in you? Are they seeing the reflection of Jesus in you? Are they seeing you paint a picture of anger, hate, upset, walk around with your mouth ball up, negative energy, nobody wants to be around you? Until you come to your senses and decide, well, this is not working, then you want to apologize. Not necessary. If you listen to what you're saying, who are you listening to? And like I tell Satan all the time, when he starts whispering in my ear, I tell him, I said, why would God tell you something to tell me? Why would he tell you something to tell me? And you know he's not going to do that. So you have to come up with your own little things that works for you. I just tell you some of the things that I use. But you got your own little unique ways of handling the situation. And the key that I'm asking you to pay attention to for 2000, from this day, for the rest of your life, before you speak, think.
I know you've heard that. We've heard that from a little child. Think before you open your mouth. And that's my goal. Been working on it for the last few weeks. I'm going to think before I speak. I speak very slowly now. Last night we were having a conversation, and at one time I thought, well, good night. You know, because everybody know me, I talk very fast. And I said, you know what? The conversation that we were on was so deep, I didn't want to say anything. And I found myself thinking, and they're looking at me waiting to see what I'm going to say. I'm having my Bill Cosby moment, as they tell me sometimes. And I said, well, you know what? I'm trying to think before I speak because I don't want to say the wrong thing on this topic. So let's make that a goal next year and for the rest of our lives, just to think and think about what Jesus would say, how he would react to that situation, power and authority away to Satan, because we will be working against God. He gives you power and authority for you to use and to enjoy. Don't take it and throw your pearls to the swine. It's just for you to use. And you can use it as much of it as you want, as often as you want, because you've been authorized. And let's see here. We have, Cynthia? I think this is Cynthia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm absolutely incredible. I have a guest this morning. Tammy is sitting here listening to the show with you, and you've said some stuff that really has sparked her interest this morning, and just some confirmations that has come across for her this morning. And so it is an art. It is an art as being a mom. It's an art in learning how to wait on God, as you said last week. And that's what it really all comes down to. It's an art, and we have to not even master it because God has already done it. We just have to walk in the Word and watch the things that come out of our mouth.
Yeah, that is so true. And it's so simple. We are going through things simply because we're not paying attention. And it's so simple. Whatever ye say, ye shall have. And then what do? We say all kinds of things, and his word won't go void, so we do have them. So if you're going through something, go back and examine what you were talking about a month ago, last week, yesterday. If you sit down, tell to yourself, oh, yeah, and worrying, and I'm not going to worry, and go back into it back and forth, you're going to have exactly what you say. So you said Tammy is here?
Yes, she is here, but she's I'm gonna let you speak with her, because you have definitely said some things that definitely touched on what she's been going through in her life, and she just was sitting here in tears, Dr. Fletcher, and she was discovering some things that you had said.
Good morning, Tammy.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Tammy.
Are you here, Dr. Fletcher?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm blessed. I was just want to tell you thank you again. As we are, you know, on the conversation this morning, your title, The Art of Mothers Teaching Their Daughters to Wait on God. I am simultaneously also looking at pages in a book that Cynthia has. And while you're talking some words, I'm reading some words that are interconnected to some of the things that I'm hearing by voice, what you're talking about, and at the same time reading in a book that that, you know, you're totally not even aware of. But it's all about God. It's all about Jesus, as I thought what you were saying. And I just wanted to share with you, with the audience, because I'm sure you already know. But I was sharing it with Cynthia, and what made me kind of a little bit emotional over some of the things that you were already discussing and some of the things that I was already reading and those things interconnecting. I started looking back over the times of the evictions and these cycles of loss that I had been experiencing. And you talking about words and thoughts. So, you know, that was just something I was just actually sharing with Cynthia. It was good for me to just be on here because I haven't been able to interconnect on the line lately because of the recent loss that I went through again with me and my children. But as I have said to Cynthia, my life is in God's hands. I am refusing. I have learned now to watch what words come out of my mouth, especially now in this season, and to just let, you know, God just have his way and make some quality decisions. I'm really actually getting ready now to relocate because I have learned now through these cycles, through these patterns of losses, there has been something that the Lord has just wanted me to see. One, yes, words. Two, yes, decisions. And yes, of course, thoughts. Words being spoken over my life, not even realizing because of the people around me. Didn't realize it, you know, be it siblings or close family or friends. I have accepted words spoken that have maybe attached itself to me in such a negative way that it has caused the wrong type of thought pattern. And that's basically all I'm going to say because this is, I understand we're only sharing here. I know this is not a counseling session, but I just want to tell you thank you again. It's just good that what you're doing is good. What you're doing is good. That's all I can say now.
You're welcome.
And I thank you.
And, you know, you're welcome. I thank you for sharing. And I know there's so many people out there can relate to that, you know. And I know you've experienced a lot of loss and repeated loss and the same situation recycling over and over and over again. You know I'm here. You know I'm there for you. So we need to continue that conversation that we started. You had miraculous things happen just from that one session. We need to continue so you can, I can walk you out of it, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I would just like to add, I was sitting up 2 mornings ago about 3 o'clock in the morning. I just wanted to let the audience know what I heard spoken out of, I don't know, Michael Murdoch, if you all are familiar with him or not, but he said, out of conversation comes understanding. It's the birthplace for understanding. And I'm looking at the conversations that's taken place here through the conversations I've had, be it with either you or even with my friend Cynthia. I'm gaining a better understanding and other friends too, of really gaining a perspective of what's really happening in my own personal life that has caused, you know, these cycles or repeated cycles, which I believe that this time it's at a close. I really strongly believe that.
Okay, well, we're running out of time right now. And what are we going to do? I hate to cut you off, but our time frame is going out. Call me when I get back. We'll sit down and talk, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You're headed in the right direction. God bless you. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. God bless you. We'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. Have a blessed week. Watch the picture that you're painting. Bye-bye.